This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham.
Welcome to HeartWise, and last time we were talking about chronic pain and all the devastation, and we just merely touched the subject, but I thought we needed to at least talk about that chronic pain, answer your questions, at least a few more programs, so we can understand the magnitude of the problem, which affects about 50 million people. And it also affects the economy because people can't work and people keep coming to the doctor and get all sorts of treatments that sometimes don't address the problem. And unfortunately, there's many people out there that are suffering, and we want to try to give them some hope and some encouragement. I'm joined today with Michael Bell. Michael, thanks for helping us out here on these questions today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me with you.
Now, you probably never had chronic pain, have you?
I have not had chronic pain yet. I'm only 31, so God willing, I won't have any of that for quite a while.
You know, chronic pain that goes on for more than three months, that hasn't responded to treatment, hasn't gotten better, and unfortunately, it affects a lot of people, both the physical pain as well as the mental pain that comes with it. So we've collected a bunch of questions that come into our website, heartwiseministries.org, and we found out that if one person has this question, probably five people have this question. And the more we can learn, the more we can, you know, work and get in our bodies to improve. And of course, you know, I want to point everyone to the master physician of pain, and that's our Heavenly Father, who can both help our physical and mental pain, help lead us to the type of healing that we need. And we want everyone to in any treatment plan to plug into that, the great physician, right away. And Michael, I tell somebody in the office the other day, wouldn't it be great if you could go to the doctor and he'd listen to you and never interrupt you. You could talk as long as you want. You know, he would give you the best advice that there was with very little side effects. Then you could go out and have the same problem again, and then you could run to the office, no forms, and you go back in and talk to him tomorrow, and he could sort of help work with you again, and he'd never get tired of seeing you. He'd never get frustrated with you. He'd always help you out. Well, that's the kind of great physician that we have, and people that have chronic pain, I think that's a very important part of the treatment regimen.
Yep. Last time, Dr. Markham, we went over what chronic pain is, some of the diagnosis, and also some of the treatments for chronic pain. Where we didn't get to go is into some of the natural remedies for chronic pain. And I'd like to pick up right there this week. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who would like to know if there's any way or any natural remedies that are out there, so they don't have to take that extra pill or can maybe cut back a little bit. You know, we want everyone to listen to the advice of their doctor, but what other things can help relieve some of these issues?
Now, getting back to chronic pain, we've talked about it. You know, the brain's involved in chronic pain.
Of course.
So we want to help the mind work better. We've also talked about inflammation, because that's when the nerve is disrupted from whatever causes is inflammation. It can't heal without settling down the inflammation.
Okay.
So those are very important things. And the way I think about it, Michael, is anything that causes stress on the body can create inflammation. So anything that can relieve stress can ultimately help chronic pain.
So you're telling me that having, this is just a random example, just a child crying in the background.
Yes.
If that stresses me out, that can cause physical pain on my body?
Yes. Well, it can make the pain worse, because whenever your body is stressed from whatever, you turn on adrenaline.
Okay.
You also make inflammatory mediators, because the normal response to a body when it's under stress, if we were fighting, you know, if you were fighting with somebody and you got hurt, the body would try to fix that hurt. And they would do it by making inflammatory proteins. You might swell up, but the body would come there and try to repair that.
Okay.
Well, that process can happen for many other ways. The stress of a crying child, the stress of not drinking enough water,
okay,
the stress of not getting enough rest, the stress of carrying extra weight, the mental stress that comes with worry, the stress that might come by watching too much television or bombarding ourselves with mental things, the stress from not having a balance imbalance in the life, the stress from having a bad relationship. All of these things cause stress, and it might make chronic pain even worse.
Okay.
So one of the treatments is to try to find out what the chronic stressors are. And well, some of the ones I've seen that will help people is water. A lot of people don't drink enough water. We know water helps with inflammation. Both the water we drink inside as well as hydrotherapy, that can all help with inflammation. That's a natural way that might help people with chronic pain. We've already mentioned rest. How many people actually get enough rest every night? Not only a weekly rest, but a nightly rest. And also if a part's hurting, it only makes sense if a part is hurting, you quit, you know, quit using that part.
Okay.
But how many people have you seen that they're hurt and they keep using the part? Or you know, or an athlete, you know, they hurt their hamstring and they keep playing on it. Well, it only makes sense it's going to get worse. I've seen athletes that have concussions and they have pain in their head. Well, guess what they keep doing? They keep playing.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. So one of the natural remedies for chronic pain, both in the treatment and prevention of it, is adequate rest.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Music. Music can help treat chronic pain. Music helps relax you. Laughing can treat chronic pain. You make endorphins, and these endorphins are natural painkillers. Exercise, when appropriate, can help make endorphins. Having good relationships can make endorphins. There are certain foods which trigger inflammation. You know, we think of saturated foods, lots of fats, lots of meats. That could actually make chronic pain worse because saturated fats trigger inflammation. Carrying extra fat on your body triggers inflammation. That can make chronic pain worse. There's also tons of healthy foods that we might talk about during this program that also can make chronic pain better. So these are just a few of the natural things. But you know, what I try to think of is stressors on a system can also help the pain. And sometimes I've seen one of the things that help chronic pain the best is rest. Not only physical rest, but mental rest. Some people just never have that mental rest that they need.
Okay. Now that we've talked about some of the natural remedies and some of the things, I'd like to get back to a couple more questions that we've gotten from the website, and that's at heartwiseministries.org. We have the first question here that comes in. Someone says, I have chronic pain in my back. The underlying problems cannot be addressed. What are some options for people like me?
Yeah, and you know, lower back pain is probably the most common cause of chronic pain that we see. They can't address the underlying problems, and I assume that might be a nerve that's entrapped, or they might have had several surgeries on the back. They might have scar tissue around nerves that won't get better. What are some options? Well, the first thing I would start with is try to look at your life and eliminate as much stress on the system as you can, just like we talked about.
Okay.
These things all will help your body deal with inflammation better. Some people do need the treatment of modern medicine. These people might need injections with epidurals, which inject steroids or pain medicines. That might give relief on an area for 2 or 3 months, maybe less, maybe more.
Now, I want to try to bring something out here. When you say relief, are we solving?
No.
Because I know a lot of times, you know, you think about it, you go to the doctor, you get a pain medicine, and I feel like I'm getting, I'm solving the problem, but that's really not what's happening,
not
is it?
In this case, no. In some cases, yes, because in this case, remember, he says the problem cannot be fixed. So we assume that there's a problem that cannot be fixed. So I'm assuming something like several back surgeries and scar tissues, it's just going to bother him forever.
Right.
But other people, for instance, they get an epidural, which is a steroid, and it lets the nerve, the inflammation, settle down. They rest. So guess what? The nerve heals on its own.
Oh, okay.
And their pain goes away.
All right.
So sometimes when you can calm down inflammation, that will help the body heal itself.
And that goes along with rest. Once you do that, then
all
you
these
rest
things
and
that help,
your body.
All these help that help the body heals itself. You know, you don't actually do it, but all these things do. But we're assuming in this gentleman, he's got pain that, and some people have pain that just won't get better no matter what's done. So I'm assuming he's had maybe a surgery, scar tissue around that nerve. Well, these are the people that might need chronic steroid injections or pain medicines every month. They also might need, this is a person that might need a narcotic, or they might need an anti-inflammatory. Of course, they want to do all the other things that we talked about, avoiding stress, try to eat a plant-based diet, which helps with inflammation. There are also specific foods that we can help talk about that helps with inflammation. But more than that, also the brain. The brain is a very powerful tool. You know, I've learned to, when I've had pain, and you've heard other people, you can actually retrain your brain to help block some of these pain pathways after a while. And your brain can actually turn off certain pain pathways if you go through certain things about retraining your brain. Now, this is a whole topic. It's called biofeedback, but it's a very other important, and there's many professionals that do that.
Is that where we get the saying mind over matter?
Yes, it is. And that does work for some people.
Okay.
And boy, there's so much to talk about. Stay with us. I'm back with Michael Bell after this break. You're listening to HeartWise. I'm Dr. James Markham. We're going to be right back.
In his book, The Ultimate Prescription, now available from Tyndale House Publishers, cardiologist Dr. James Markham writes, "I was reading a recent poll of men who were asked who they thought was the most influential male in the world today. Number one on the list was Don Draper, a character on a television series. He's not even a real person. Number two was Usain Bolt, an Olympic athlete who many believe defines the true spirit of competition, and President Barack Obama slipped in as number three. This is just another example of how the media has the power to create an influential character, market him as an ideal to the world, and affect the minds of a large segment of the population. That same media is doing the same thing when it comes to telling us how to build and maintain optimum health." Dr. Markham's book, The Ultimate Prescription, is available from Amazon.com and wherever quality books are sold. To learn more about health from a biblical perspective, visit HeartWiseMinistries.org. I'd like to take a moment to invite you to visit the HeartWise Ministries team on the internet. Stop by HeartWiseMinistries.org and discover for yourself that optimum health is not the result of favorable genes or the right combination of pharmaceuticals. No, optimum health is the result of making the right choices each and every moment of each and every day. If you're like me, you're probably a little confused about what the media and marketing moguls are feeding us. There are a lot of potions, pills, and promises out there. Some work, some don't, and some are downright dangerous. Whom do you believe? Whom do you trust? Board-certified cardiologist Dr. James Markham, founder-director of HeartWise Ministries, says there is a source of information that can be trusted and followed. That's the Bible, God's owner's manual, as he calls it, for us all. The information you find on HeartWiseMinistries.org is information backed by biblical truth. It can be trusted because God can be trusted. So stop by, won't you? That's HeartWiseMinistries.org.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. James Markham with Michael Bell. We've been discussing chronic pain and answering your questions that have come into our website at HeartWiseMinistries.org. You can follow our ministry along also with our Facebook and become a Facebook friend if you want. Just go to HeartWise Ministries and you can be a Facebook friend as well. Follow our television and radio ministry. And Michael, we were talking about this chronic pain, and it's a pretty big problem.
Yeah, it definitely is. During the break, Dr. Markham, we were talking a little bit about some of the foods that can help with this. A lot of our listeners are going to want to know about this, so why don't you share with us?
Now, we talked about foods, framework of inflammation, you know, things that cause inflammation. Hurt. You know, for instance, if I kept hitting you over and over, that would cause inflammation that would make pain worse. We talked about the stress that make pain worse. But there are certain foods that we talked about that have a lot of saturated fats that make things worse. Lots of sugar would make things worse. But there are also some foods that are very beneficial. And I'm going to throw herbs in with that. And I'm going to throw some out there.
And some of these are topical, right? That you're going to give us.
Yeah.
I think about a sunburn. One of the first things I think about is going and getting aloe vera plant.
Aloe vera, right.
Now, you wouldn't eat it because it wouldn't do anything, right?
Aloe vera helps that.
Okay.
There's another product that's in a lot of ingredients called capsaicin, and that's from chili peppers, and that can be rubbed on some people with chronic pain, and that actually can help the nerves that are the ones that are damaged because they're inflamed. There's another chemical that seems to help chronic pain called malic acid. And this helps chronic pain, and certain foods that have that would be like a buckwheat. You know, if you like buckwheat, pineapples have malic acid. And also pineapples have another chemical that seems to help chronic pain called bromelain. So people that have chronic pain might benefit from eating pineapples. Wild yams. Wild yams have some chemicals in it that seems to help inflammation as well. We know that supplements like turmeric, people sometimes cook with turmeric. Some people can buy that in health food store. Turmeric seems to help with inflammation. Omega-3 fatty acids, the fish oils, seem to help with inflammation. Another chemical that helps with inflammation is called anodynes, and that's spelled A-N-O-D-Y-N-E-S. And some people can buy that in over-the-counter supplements or herbs, but you can get that in foods like yams, peppermint, ginger. They all have this substance naturally, and they've pulled this substance out and put it, concentrated it, and now they put it in different projects that help with chronic pain. We know that people that have inadequate vitamin D, that can, you know, make chronic pain worse.
Okay.
There's an herb out there called devil's claw that again helps with inflammation. So there's lots of, in most of the fruits and vegetables, the fresh stuff does have anti-inflammatory processes. So sometimes just getting back to a healthy diet can help inflammation. Now, if you think about it, when we put foods and substances that might have lots of chemicals in our body sees that as a foreign agent, and it's not used to seeing that. So when it's not used to seeing that, guess what? The body attacks itself. A lot of chronic pain in the digestive tract, you know, literally comes, pain in the digestive tract literally comes from the body attacking itself, and it has chronic inflammation. So conditions like irritable bowel syndrome and some of these other conditions can all be caused by the body attacking itself and chronic inflammation in the bowels. So those are just a few of the many foods out there, and most of them don't have lots of chemicals. These are natural substances. Sometimes you can put it topically, and it gets to where the nerve's at. That's specifically useful in neuropathies, you know, the capsaicins, the aloe vera, that's neuropathy, and sometimes we take it systemically, and then it goes out to the nerves.
All right. We've talked about some of the foods now. Let's talk about some of the medications.
Yeah.
And maybe we should talk about a pain management clinic right now,
yeah,
also, because that's where a lot of people would go. How do you know if you need to go to just see a doctor, or if you might need to go to a pain management clinic, and what might some of the things that they prescribe be?
Right. Well, pain management now is turned into a subspecialty of medicine because there's so many people doing it. And most people get to a pain clinic after they've seen their primary care or internist. They've looked at all the different causes that we've talked about, and they say, listen, we can't find anything that we can fix with procedure or this. We don't know what's causing your chronic pain. And now I'm going to refer you to a specialist in this, okay? So they refer you to a specialist in chronic pain. And now this is an important point. A good specialist will talk about the things we've had talked about. You know, they'll look at the big picture. They won't jump to just treatment of the symptoms. In fact, they really won't jump to a narcotic till they've tried everything else, because narcotics are probably the most dangerous treatment that we have for them, because it really doesn't fix the problems a lot of times. And some people can get addicted to narcotics.
All right.
And you hear that all the time about people taking too much narcotics, having to take more and more, or going, you know, so this is, you want a pain clinic that has a balanced approach, that will look at the big picture, that will try some of these other things, that will work with the patient on diet, or try to fix an underlying problem if it hasn't been diagnosed, or work on physical therapy, or TENS, or hydrotherapy, or injections, things that are less dangerous. But they also will eventually get, if they need to, they'll get to medications like narcotics. They'll give those. They'll also give anti-inflammatory medicines. We've, you know, many of them are on the market now. Some of the ones we see frequently are things like Naprosyn. We used to have Celebrex, and Biox is now off the market, but there's lots of ones like Voltaren. Unfortunately, a lot of the anti-inflammatories come with an increased risk of bleeding, so you have to be careful with those. One that we can get over the counter is one like Advil. You know, that's an anti-inflammatory medicine. So they use that type of medicines. Sometimes they use, since remember we talked about chronic pain actually involving the mind, sometimes they'll use certain antidepressants like Elavil, and sometimes those type of medicines deal with chronic pain as well. But I think in looking at the big picture, you want to look at all the other ways to deal with it, whether it be biofeedback or water or the things you can do first, so you don't have to resort to a riskier treatment for chronic pain that sometimes just deals with the symptoms.
Okay. Let's say that I'm I have a lot of pain, and it's consuming my life. So I have to go get a narcotic. I have to get some sort of medicine. Are there things aside from pills that I can take that a pain management clinic might give me, like, let's say, a patch?
Yeah.
What is that, and how does that work?
Yeah, well, a good pain management clinic will do all the things we've talked about. Uh-huh. Then if they still can't relieve your pain, remember, pain in itself is bad because it can create a lot of downhill problems.
Correct.
Chronic pain leads to high blood pressure, can trigger heart attacks, and so you don't want this chronic pain. So you always have to balance, which is riskier, having the chronic pain, not sleeping good at night, mm-hmm, risk of heart attacks, mm-hmm, immune system, or taking the medicine.
It's a balancing.
Right, and sometimes it's worth taking the medicine. So they'll say, well, listen, which medicine would be the most effective? Sometimes they start with anti-inflammatories. Sometimes they talk with medicines like Elavil that will relax, that help the brain and deal with pain. Then sometimes they'll say, well, listen, you do need to have a narcotic. Sometimes they'll say, well, a safer one might be a pain patch where you absorb the medicine slowly. Some people will say, well, you have to take the pills. And usually in the pain clinics, they're very careful about not giving you too much medications. And you have to sign a contract because, unfortunately, these medicines are addictive. These medicines can cause respiratory dysfunction. They can also slow down your bowels. There's lots of side effects to pain medicines. And unfortunately, one of the biggest ones is dependence. That means you need more and more usually to get the job done. So if you do have chronic pain, you want to take as little of the pain medicine as you can to deal with the symptoms. And then also you want to do all these other things in addition to lower the amount of pain medicines that you actually need. So let's say if you drink enough water, get enough rest, eat the right diet, lose some weight, your pain comes down to a 6, but you can bring it down to a 2 with the pain medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do that, that's much better than having a 6 requiring more medicines to balance that out. So even if you do have to take chronic pain medicines, if you can't fix the underlying problem, you want to do everything else you can to limit the stress on the body, both the mental and physical stress you might have, so you don't have these pain receptors crying out for more and more medicines.
Yeah.
And you have to be real smart, knowing that all these medicines have side effects, and being alert to those. And sometimes it's better to have a little pain than to be zonked. You don't think good when you're taking too much pain medicines, especially of the narcotic variety.
Now, something that I've always wondered about, Dr. Markham, and you hear about this all over throughout the news, people going mm-hmm. to pain clinic or to doctor and getting prescriptions and then going to another doctor and getting prescriptions. Is there some way that that different doctors know that you're abusing the system?
Yeah, well, yes, and that's a big problem now because a lot of people are selling these medicines, making money off them. A lot of people take them just for the pure joy.
I've always wondered.
But right now they're really tightening up, and the pharmacies are reporting this to bureaus. The doctors are being tracked a lot more about doing this, but there's still what we call pill mills out there where they're giving medicines inappropriately. And that's why we have to talk about this. And sometimes the patients get hooked and it's not really their fault, but the medical professionals give more and more pain medicines, so their body cries out for it. And if you're one of those that might be addicted to pain medicines, get help. There's places you can go to sort of detox off that. Mm. There's people that will help you. And if you're getting more pain medicines that you need and you want to break the cycle, find a really good pain clinic, a really good pain doctor that can work with you, that can get at the cause. And also, as we said at the beginning, we want to get them into a relationship with a great physician, because the great physicians can do things that we cannot do.
Amen.
So I want to encourage everyone to ask God to give you a hand, help you to find the right people to help you. And we at HeartWise will be praying for you and hoping that you will not have to suffer for pain. And even we all know that someday there won't be any more pain and suffering. That only comes from the healing power of God. So we want to thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. Jim Mark with Michael Bell. You can go to our website, that's heartwiseministries.org. And we hope if you're out there having chronic pain that you can find some type of relief. God bless, and we'll be with you next time.
Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.